Or eat.
All right.
I'm like a baby. Yeah, I'll eat. I'm like, or I'll feed.
Then you whale out.
Then I am the whale.
Have I ever said that on here? No. What my bastard niece did to me? No. I hate her. There was the thumbnail for the whale was on TV at my sister's house. Of course, my sister told me this.
Really? Oh, she didn't even say
to you. I wasn't there.
That's fucked.
My sister called me to go, hey, just so you know, my three-year-old niece was looking at the television cue and the thumbnail for the whale was on, which is just his fat fucking face. It looks a lot like me, especially. No, I swear to God, if it's just his face. And if you're 3 years old, she goes, Uncle Shane. I got the phone call and it was like, hey, just so you know, Zaza thought you were the whale. I was like, all right, well, thanks. I just said, for real, I was like, all right, good call. I'll talk to you later. Thanks. I haven't talked to you in 3 weeks.
I told you, I got my belly looks like Peppa Pig's dad.
Because of that, I haven't watched that movie.
You have to watch it.
I can't watch it, dude. If I think people think I look like the whale,
you don't look like
it.
The fucking whale. You have I to. Know,
but Zaza thought I did, dude.
I don't look like Peppa. Google Peppa Pig's dad, dude. Check out Peppa Pig's dad's belly, dude. My belly doesn't fucking look like that. What the fuck, dude? Dude, she got me Peppa Pig's dad. My breath stinks. And the other day, we're sitting there, and she like rubbed my stomach, and she goes, "What are those bumps?" I'm like, "They're pimples." She's like, "Why do you have pimples? You got to get those off."
You don't look like Peppa Pig's dad. Damn it!
He has a shitty goatee like me.
If I wore glasses, I'd be ruined. No, you don't look like Peppa.
She said my belly looks like Peppa Pig's dad's belly.
That is your family. You got the Peppa Pig family. That's why she thinks you look like that, because the family dynamic's perfect.
It's true. No, but she said your belly specifically looks like Peppa Pig's dad's
your
belly.
Your belly doesn't look like Peppa Pig's.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I'm the whale, dude. I watched the movie and I said, that is me. That is exactly how I do it. He just talked.
This is the whale's thumbnail. You could see it.
It's not true.
Devastating.
Did you Google it right away? When they said
no, I knew exactly what it was. I've seen the fucking thumbnail.
You gotta watch the movie, dude.
I refuse
you
to
gotta
watch.
Captain Ahab, dude. You gotta
I
the,
will never watch.
That's the elusive whale, dude. You have to watch it. Dude, I don't want to spoil it for you. The opening scene. Did you watch the whale?
No.
The opening scene is the best opening scene, I think, of every movie. Can I give you just the...
Better than Saving Private Ryan and Gladiator?
50 times better.
That's a terrible thing.
It's more... I would say it's more hair-raising than the reenactment of Storming D-Day.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what happens?
Yeah.
Dude, the dude is fapping to gay porn right off the bat. And he starts having a heart attack, and someone walks in, and he's so fat, he can't close his laptop. I was on the plane, dude, dying laughing.
He's gay? Gay? What the fuck? I didn't know the whale was gay.
He's gay.
It makes it worse, Zaza. You fucking.
He's fat and gay. And he's so lazy. He just talks about writing all the time.
What, that he's going to be a writer?
Of the whale.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. I was told. Maybe I didn't even tell. I thought I told Brittany this. Maybe I didn't tell anyone. But that's why I stay in peak physical shape. So that when I'm watching gay porn, if someone comes in, I can go real quick.
Yeah, I practice all day. I go.
Time. Dude, he's like, and the kid comes in, he's like, yeah, how can I help you? And the kid just watches two dudes have sex in the shower. And he's like, are you okay? Dude, it's the best beginning of any movie.
How this thing got on here. I can't turn it.
He has this little grabber. He picks everything up with
it.
It's the fucking funny
thing. Maybe
dude.
I will have to see. That is significantly more jarring than Dita.
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, dude, it's crazy.
But that is good that he's gay.
It's awesome.
As far because it's a lot easier to find dudes that'll get in there and start fucking you if you're that size.
He's having a tough time.
Oh, he can't find any bros?
No, there's no bros. He had a bro.
That's bullshit.
The whole nature of the movie is he did have a bro. And his bro.
You don't think a skinny black dude would come in there and fucking plow him?
Dude. I mean, maybe, dude.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's thick as fuck.
He is thick as hell. He's thick the as pizza hell. Man, now that you say that, the pizza man's trying to smash, I think.
Is he really?
The pizza man just leaves two pies. First of all, he does two pies. He leaves two pies on obviously his doorstep. Dude, too large on the doorstep. And the pizza man's always like, are you okay in there? And he might be having him on his dick. He's always like, he's trying to like come in the whole movie. He's like, my name is blah, blah, blah. And he's like, thank you. My name's Joy. He won't face the pizza man. And one day, I don't want to spoil the whole movie, but.
Tell me. I don't give a
the
fuck.
Pizza man, at one point, he opens the door and the pizza man is waiting. He like tricks him as if he left and he's waiting. He looks at him. He's like, oh, and just grabs his pieces and goes.
Can he walk?
Barely.
Okay.
Barely. With a walker. He can walk with a walker.
But then he just gets two pies and goes ham on them.
Bro.
I've seen clips of him feeding.
The feast. He feasts at one point. He breaks down and feasts, and it's like I was literally like I, there's he was jerking off the gay porn and stuff, and I was like, whatever. He started eating. I was looking around the airport, like or the airplane, like
I don't want anyone to see. Yeah, that was you hiding your gay porn. That's fucking weird. That is the worst feeling, is on an airplane and you start watching.
Yeah, just I judge if I see people watching a movie with sex, I'm like over their seat, kind of like, what the fuck, yeah, dude? Chill out. I watched a guy watching like the George Foreman movie, and then he watched like another like what's the movie with like all the dudes in a deli in like Brooklyn or something? Did you ever see that movie before? It's like I don't know. It was just a fucking weird movie. Just a bunch of it seemed like he clicked on like the black voices section or something.
Is it a black movie of dudes in a deli in Brooklyn?
It's like a Latino movie. But I thought he was checking like the racial collections.
Yeah, the racial collections need to go. We've done enough.
Yeah.
How can he not close his computer but he can jack off?
He set it up, got into fucking
it's a great question,
whale position. Josh. So he like set it up kind of a little
he
bit.
He gets into his whale position.
He put it up. I understand. He put it up a little bit high so he can get like a nice vantage of it. And then he chilled back on the couch.
He
so
laid back far enough to get his.
If he had time, he could have grabbed his walker, stood himself back up. But he started having a heart attack.
No, he's saying, how can he jack off? How can he reach his penis?
He has to literally, they kind of, he's like, he's under his stomach just fucking pumping.
Probably feels great.
That's got to be fucking awesome.
That's got to be of all the.
It's like a cream pie
of all the problems. Yeah, you get to, it is for real.
He's in veg.
Obviously, there's a lot of cons to whaling out.
True.
I might give this thing a shot.
True, dude. Dude, it was pretty tight. But yeah, he was. I guess like the exertion.
You could cream pie it your own thighs.
Oh yeah,
you could put your belly against. Oh. Right? Don't you think you could?
Whoa, I never thought about that.
Give it a fucking shot.
I never thought of that. That'd be kind of nice.
Could be nice. Might have to christen this house with a thigh. Cream thigh.
With an exposed asshole cream pie. Just get walked in on.
What are you doing? Get the fuck out of here. I'm
trying to simulate a cream pie with my stomach and my thighs. That'd be nice. Yeah, I guess it was just a pure desire to procreate. He just went in. He probably had, if I had guessed, he probably had like a month-long nofap stored up in him. And, you know, they say gay is stronger than fat, so his gay impulses are stronger than his fat impulses.
They say gay is stronger than fat. Yeah, the movies on an airplane really get you. I'll watch a movie on an airplane, but that was one of the best movies ever.
Yeah.
And you tell someone about it, and they're like, that sucked. I could have done anything else.
Well, everyone was ripping on Frasier for the whale.
I thought he was loved for that.
Did he win? Didn't he cry or something
just
after
that? He kept going around crying everywhere.
Yeah, everyone's like, shut up,
like,
dude.
Everybody hated me since The Mummy, and now I'm a fat gay guy, and everyone likes me again. Yeah, whenever I see someone else's screen watching a movie, I watch theirs.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a common thing. I didn't.
Dude, I judged a guy. It was a grown man watching the Super Mario Brothers movie. And I was going,
I've seen so many of those fucking weird dudes.
Dude, there's everywhere.
Businessmen.
They abound, dude.
They're crazy people.
Yeah, man. I watched them. I went, what kind of fucking losers? Why? And I, dude, instantly, I just watched the whole movie over
his
shoulder.
Yeah, you just watch it on his
screen.
As
soon as I saw one thing, I'm like, wait, they live in this world? And I just was 45 minutes of like, just watching it.
I watched
silently.
I watched Guardians of the Galaxy 3 on another guy's screen, and then I got here, and as soon as I got here, I put it on and just cried.
Yeah, I did cry.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3, dude.
That'll get you.
Holy fuck.
That'll get you.
It's the saddest one yet.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
No, it's not as sad as... Do you like Guardians of the Galaxy at all?
Yeah, we've watched them all.
They're wonderful. I don't like comic book movies, at all.
They're the best.
That one's the best. Yeah. Just because it has a good soundtrack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's really all it takes for me to like it.
Chris Pratt's hot ass.
Chris Pratt's fucking cool and funny and hot. He's not over the top like Ryan Reynolds. He does the comedy exactly
true
the way.
Reynolds is too much, dude. Deadpool is
Batista's
just too
hilarious
much
in that.
The what?
Batista, he's the big guy.
He's unbelievable.
He's so funny in that.
It's unbelievable. Deadpool, I'm going to remake Deadpool, but dead serious. No jokes.
That'd be fucking good.
No messing around. It'd be so fucking sick. Yeah, yeah, Reynolds is just, it's too much. It's attitude overload.
He's got major.
I walked out of the theater. Yeah. I went, this is too much attitude. And I just walked out.
Sarcasm is definitely his first line. What a cunt character that is. Dude, kill that character.